7 for Bland. I'm not sure if you can hear it on your radios, folks, but if you hear a slight buzz in the background, that's not feedback. That's not a little fuzz on your radio. That is rain.
That is rain hitting the steel seats out here. It is pouring right now.
Most of the crowd's starting to edge away. And some, I think we could sell our seats for pretty good nickel right now, Dave. And it's a handoff to the right side. And it's a first down out to the 9-yard line. At the bottom of the pile is the running back for Oblique, number 12.
Brian Bland.
He's doing it all right now, folks.
Yeah.
He now has 79 yards plus that last one of 3 yards. So 82 yards now on the game for Brian Bland on 10 carries.
Number 64, Garrett Bell, making the tackle.
First and goal for the Bearcats from the 9-yard line to Memphis after a fumble on the kickoff. Sweeney waiting for the play clock to get down as far as possible. Hand off right up the middle. Pushes forward for about 6 yards. Out to the 4-yard line. Brings up second and goal. Number 12, Brian Bland.
14, Tyler Brandle.
Excuse me. 14, Brandle on the carry on that one. The 5'9", 140 junior. Brings up second and goal from the 4-yard line. 5-yard gain on that one. Brandle now 2 carries for 12 yards.
Again, the rain not bothering this ugly style offense. Just grinding out 4, 5, 6 yards a play. Now it doesn't matter who's running it right now.
That's why I always feel like the state championship should be outside.
Agreed.
Second and goal from the 5-yard line. Waiting for the play clock to get down as much as possible. 10 men in the box. A little bit of a fumble. Sweeney has to pick it up behind the center. I think he has it and gets mowed down by about 11 Memphis players. It is indeed recovered by Sweeney. So it brings up third and goal, loss of a yard on that from Sweeney. With 3 minutes and 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter, the score, Oblique 52, Memphis 20. 32-point difference. You hate to say it, but I'm pretty sure Memphis has given up.
Yeah, they just lost it all right now.
There's a very interesting umbrella walking past us right now. It's more like a steel skeleton with a tarp over top of it. It's not doing much. Third and goal from the 6. And another fumble on this one. It looks like Sweeney tried to hand it off, but a lineman ran right through his shoulder. And it's a little bit of a fumble. Almost looks like, yep, probably has recovered. And now it's 4th and goal from the 7. So another loss of 1 from Sweeney there.
They're almost working as a
victory formation here, except a little more dangerously, with 2:53 left in the game. You're now seeing across the field, you're starting to see wind shears of rain coming across. And, of course, my rain jacket is in the car.
Yeah, good place for it.
It's a great place for it, isn't it?
Same place as mine, yeah.
All right, 4th and goal for the Bearcats from the 7-yard line of Memphis. 2:23 left in the fourth quarter. They lead by 32. There's the snap, handoff right at the middle. And they're going to be short of the touchdown by about 2 yards. Going to be a turnover of downs. The ball carrier on that one, number 12, Brian Bland. Gain of 3 on the play, but still short of the end zone. So now Memphis has an extremely long field and a lot of points to make up in about 2 minutes. Mathematically possible, Dave? Technically.
That's not going to happen tonight.
Well, good, because on our legal-sized pad of paper here, we have no more room for big plays. So let's just hope it just kind of runs out the clock here for my sake.
True to that, but I do like big plays. They're fun to see. So we've seen a couple of them tonight.
Memphis coming out in the spread formation. Hagman staying on his own end zone line. It's a handoff to Hayes, or excuse me, number 15, Bowles. He's out to the 20-yard line when he's finally brought down by a pair of ugly Bearcats. First and 10 for the Yellow Jackets.
Nice run there for Bowles. I think Ubley probably expecting some sort of pass there. But finally, Bowles gets out in the open. He hasn't done that at all today.
That's a 13-yard gain for Bowles on the last one. That's, in fact, his longest run of the night.
Mm-hmm. He hasn't had much room to work with all night tonight.
First and 10 from the 19-yard line in their own territory. Three men to the left, and it's Hagman's going to keep it for himself. Runs forward for about 5 yards, out to the 24-yard line. Gain of 5, second and 5 coming up for Memphis. 1:35 remains in the fourth. 52-20, probably with the big lead. Crowd starting to thin out as much as possible. Memphis up to the line of scrimmage. Still that spread formation. We have trips right. Hagman in the shotgun still. An umbrella inside out in front of us. And a handoff to the right side. Loss of a yard. Number 30 on the Ubley defense. Curtis Booms there to tackle him. And Bowles, the ball carrier, nothing going. Wind is starting to pick up even more now, and it's coming out of the northeast. Third and 5 for the Yellow Jackets. 42 seconds remain in the fourth. One last shot here to get any points on the board. Hagman throws, tries to throw to his left, but in doing so on his it was a pump fake. Even he faked himself out.
Yeah, come right out of his hand.
Came right out of his hand and hit to the ground, and all of a sudden he's diving on the pavement for it, and now brings up fourth down and a loss of 1 on the play for Hagman, and now it's 4th and 6 with 28 seconds remaining.
Clock stops. They may have called that an incomplete pass.
Technically, yes. Yes, it is. So no loss on that one. Incomplete pass for Hagman, somehow. And now, one last play. And it's a pitch out to number 15, Bowles. He has room to run. He's across midfield and finally brought down in Ubley territory at the 43-yard line. That's a 31-yard gain for Bowles. Number 15, as we have 17 seconds left in this one. We have a downed Ubley player, and now he's getting up under his own power. He seems okay. That's number 51, Ulfig, Josh Ulfig. He gets replaced by number 68, Kyle Ratcliffe, 5'10" senior. Ulfig seems okay. First and 10 for Memphis. From the Ubley 45, 13 seconds left, clock winding down. This should be the last play of the game. Trips right, Hagman rolls to his right, Ubley coming with the blitz. Hagman gets it across, and it's interception. Interception to end the game.
Number 10,
Kyle Rumsick, the 5'10" junior, gets in the books with an interception to close out the game. And that's our final score in a wet, windy, and saturated one, Ubley. Pulls her out in the second half and wins by 32. It's Ubley 52, Memphis 20. You're tuned to WLAW. We'll be back to wrap this thing up in just a hot second. Keep it locked on.
Hi, I'm Clark Ramsey. You probably knew that already, but what you may not know is that I've joined the ranks of Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. As a trusted advisor, I can make sure your future is protected in the proper forms. Insurance can be confusing. Trust me, I know. But what I can do is help you understand your insurance coverage, what you have, but more importantly, what you need. I hope you enjoy tonight's broadcast. When it comes to insurance, let me help you. That's Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, on the web at clarkramsey.com.
Down Main Street. At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX, they enjoy giving credit. Bayport State Bank believes no matter who wins, they'd like to give credit to everyone. To everyone who's ever worked as a team, everyone who's ever pulled together for a common goal. They salute you. Because at Bayport State Bank, they believe in giving credit where credit is due. Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and BetX. Member FDIC.